Toppy, pificated, stinkerude, Liza Minnelli in the bag, he sees the bears, and Boris Yeltsin. There are at least 2,964 words that all mean essentially the same thing, drunk. How do I know? Well, our friend Paul Dixon has counted. He's the author of the new book, Drunk, the Definitive Drinker's Dictionary, and he's here now in the studio, sober, I assume.
Yes, as always.
Okay, good. So what are some of your favorites that you collected?
Some of them have great stories to them, like blotto, which is a wonderful term invented by G.K. Chesterton. And he thought all the other terms for really being drunk were no good. And blotto is a wonderful one because a later Edmund Wilson, who created his own list of drunken terms, said that was the ultimate stage of inebriation, was blotto. It's so useful that it even shows up in The Simpsons. There's a character who says, "My name is Otto, I love to get blotto." So one of my favorite new ones is feng shuied, which is the idea that somebody has had something to drink and maybe rearranged the furniture in their brain. Through drink. And there are a lot
or
of
at
other...
least that's the excuse.
That's right. Right.
But, things.
But they go with the time. And the first really great list of drunken terms was Benjamin Franklin. Franklin had a list of 228 terms, which were in 1737. And then all of a sudden, these other people over the years, Dickens made a list of them. H.L. Mencken made a huge list of them. Langston Hughes made a list. And part of it was there was this fascination with the euphemism for drunkenness, because even Franklin said, look, this is a terrible condition, but people, they don't have the courage to say, well, Uncle Frank was drunk at Thanksgiving. They say, well, Uncle Frank got a little bit squiffy, or Uncle Frank got a little bit tipsy, or Uncle Frank got a little bit tiddly.
Let me just ask you this, though. Can't you just make up? I mean, it seems like so many of these words are just made up on the spot. Can't you just make up some?
You can, but every one of them, it spell out the rules in the book real easily. I have to find it in print. I have to find it in a novel. Part of the deal is there are always new ones coming along, and the book comes out just now, and I've already had people who've heard about this. And after this, there'll be more who will come out and say, I just found this.
Or I got one for you.
What's that?
Robert Siegeld.
Robert Siegeld.
Let's add that one in.
No, but
just for fun.
But nobody, yes, you can't do that. It has to have a, it has to.
It's only for public radio.
Only
listeners.
For Robert Siegeld. You know,
it's Friday.
I mean, you could do them all. Noah Adams. You know, I mean, you could do everybody. You could do anybody. I mean, Scott Simon, you know. Got Simonized. I mean, you could do anybody.
Okay, we're having a lot of fun with this, and these words are really fun. But you're not making fun of people who have a serious alcohol problem.
No, nor am I celebrating what is a huge social evil, a huge problem in this country and the rest of the world. But what I am doing, I guess if I'm celebrating anything, it's sort of the way we deal with language, the way we treat each other the way we see each other. But, I mean, it's not meant to be a validation of this condition, but it really sort of an inquiry into the way the language develops and the way that famous writers, I mean, Dickens, all these writers in their writing, right up to the most modern novelist, have to deal with this subject, and so they come up with ways of describing it.
The book is called Drunk, the Definitive Drinker's Dictionary, and I've been speaking with Paul Dixon. Thank you.
Thank you.
To see illustrations from the book and to add your own synonym for being off me pickle, go to npr.org.
Robert Siegeld. For the past week, we've been branded here on All Things Considered. Madeline branded, very soberly, I should add. Madeline's been co-hosting. You go back to California.
I go back to California. It's been such fun.
It's been great fun for us. And on Monday, Melissa Block will be back. Thank you.